your host, Candace Newton, here at Unlocking Secrets for Women. It's my pleasure to interview the creator of the Archangels Network, Jerry. Jerry, it's great talking to you. Please tell me a little bit about your organization and what your motive is behind it and what it is that you'd like to see your organization be able to do for others.
We started Archangels Landing to move ahead with starting in January of this year. What we've been able to do is put together a group of people that believe in the direction of helping with healing from the standpoint of working on not only their health issues, but their spirit issues. And so part of that is being able to get people to realize that we can do more for people in recovery and have a place for them to go that will actually help them rekindle their spirit from certain things that have happened in their life. And it may be anything from drug rehabilitation that's happened, or it may be sexual abuse that's happened to them, or it may be family situations. So, or it may be the ultimate to health issues that happen, such as cancer, diabetes, etc. So really our mandate is to help people move forward by building healing centers that have a number of modalities that will help people not only from a medical side, but also from a spiritual side, and also to give a grounding to work with people with natural modalities, such as working with nature, and understanding that a lot of our direction, rather than chemical driven, will be something that will give us some satisfaction from nature itself. So that's really what we're about, is to work. Our overall goal here is to work with people like Patch Adams to move us forward and to move him forward in getting his center finally built. And so that's a realistic goal. I know in talking to Patch today exclusively for an hour and a half that it was wonderful to see his insight and direction. And the parallel with what we're doing, there's a huge awakening that's happening on the planet to do better for man with their health and healing, and to make it one of those things that there's no ego anymore in what we're doing, just get the job done.
Thanks, Jerry. It was great talking to you, and I really look forward to interviewing Patch, and thank you so much for arranging that. I understand that Patch does not often give interviews, so I really, really am grateful for the opportunity to be able to interview him. So here we are, at Unlocking Secrets for Women, interviewing Patch Adams, the amazing Patch Adams, who says that the movie that Robin Williams starred in that was made after his name said that most of the movie was, you know, pretty good, except that the one scene where the man is chasing squirrels in the room, it was actually, I believe, dinosaurs, but they didn't sound so great as squirrels, so they converted it to squirrels. And then he said that nice picture of the female anatomy that was at the front of the college during one of the scenes was missing a little bit more, let's say, descriptive female parts than what they actually did in real life. So the movie, Hollywood, seemed to have subdued that part a little bit. But please join me as I just have a very brief conversation with Patch Adams and his interesting perspective on life here at Unlocking Secrets for Women. Patch is sitting here all decorated and gorgeous in his clown outfit and looking beautiful.
Excuse me, all of you out there listening, I am an expert. Every single problem of the world is due to men. It doesn't mean there aren't some good ones, but it's a minority. If we want a solution to the world's problems, put all management and control and governments over to women. And I don't mean women with penises like Margaret Thatcher and Condoleezza Rice. I mean women without penises.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
So I am a medical educator on top of being the host and creator of Unlocking Secrets for Women. And one of the jobs that I do is to be able to teach people to go into a medical environment and bring that joy and that love in there and be sensitive to the people that are hurting and broken. But I also work with a tremendous amount of physicians. I take them on the road shows with me to travel, bringing expert information and creating humor around medicine, which is unusual for them. How have you been able, or have you felt like you've had some impact on physicians in helping them to be able to see things from a different light? Do you have much opportunity to influence them directly?
Yes, of course. I mean, many thousands of physicians have written me and said how our work changed their life.
Are you able to get into the medical schools before they get out into the system?
I've spoken at 90 of our medical schools and medical schools in 55 to 60 countries.
And that's what it's all about, is changing them, going into their environment and giving them a different concept of the world.
Well, I don't think I change anybody, but I sure offer the seduction of intelligence, and then they have to decide to choose for themselves whether or not they're going to be like most hierarchical people and choose money and power over, or choose to be equal.
I asked Patch the question that anybody would have a chance to ask somebody in my position. Of course, you know my granddaughter, Isabel, does have cancer, acute lymphoblast leukemia, probably the most curable of all the cancers, but she does have it. And I asked Patch, what would you do? What would you say to your granddaughter? How would you handle the situation? And this was his answer.
Treat them normal. You know, however big a person's illness is, it's a tiny portion of who they are. And so the leukemia is a small thing. Treat her as a big thing.
Interesting perspective Patch has on women. Just take a minute to listen to his philosophy on who he thinks should rule the world. Okay, what's your one message for women, Patch?
Take over. I like Aristophanes' play, Lysistrata, because the idea there was that women don't hand out any more sex until they stop men stop violence. And so I'll tell you something, men would stop violence if they couldn't get any more sex from women. And that play is 2,500 years old.
Wow. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Thank
you. It would stop. Even as much as men love war, they probably like sex at war plus one.
Thank you so much, Patch. Patch Adams, quite an amazing guy. I'm really, really, really fortunate to interview him. And looking forward to following some of the things that he does at gazoontype.com, which is his website. Really encourage you to support his work. If you have some money that you'd like to give towards charity, he's got a medical center that he's building in the northeastern United States for the benefit of people that can't afford health care, and he charges absolutely nothing. This man gives back everything that he earns back into his organization, and he really is a truly loving and giving person. And I felt really honored to be in his presence. So we look forward to more interviews here on Unlocking Secrets for Women. I'm your host, Candace Newton, and have a great day.